Pickaxe.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with zero qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs, and not Barry White this week, and I'm joined by my good friends Lydia and Harry. Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing?
Hello. 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 You do sound a bit Barry White.
Yeah, I'm a little less Barry this week.
Yes, I can't believe it's still with you.
Yeah, I know. Like, I wake up in the morning and I sound like this, and then as the day goes on, I start to sound more human.
Well, it is the crack of streamer dawn. It is 11 a.m.
Yeah, this is like, so. Yeah, I got up at like 20 past 10.
Oh my God. How was your trip away, Ravs? Can you tell us, can you regale us with some stories?
I had a lovely time. Mm-hmm. The Whale and Dolphin Conservation took very good care of us. They spoiled us, in fact.
Mm.
Our flights were very late, though, because they were like the only flights to Inverness and this shitty, tiny little airport. It was like so small. But we got there. We got absolutely fucking soaked in this small town.
Oh, was it raining?
Yeah, it was pissing down. We were like, let's go get some food, thinking there'd be tons of places to eat and drink around. But it was like so quiet compared to the last place we stayed.
Oh shit.
We had our raincoats on and shit. We were like walking down the street and we just got fucking soaked through.
Oh, Inverness is so pretty though, isn't it? Well,
it is. It's beautiful up there.
What bit did you, because I've been to Inverness once. So I stayed like in the countryside bit, got a tick on my leg. It was lovely. I just remember it being very picturesque around there.
It is, yeah. Like, it was so nice being like around the trees and the just grass and everything.
Around
and
the trees.
It was amazing. Well, what? The trees are beautiful up there.
Sorry. What else did you get up to whilst you were there? Did you see any dolphins?
They took us out on a boat trip where we didn't see any dolphins, but we saw an entire colony of seals.
Aww.
And I think seals might be like my favorite animal.
Aww. Seals are really cute.
So they're lovely.
They are so cute. They're like sea puppies. We also got to do a seal walk where we thought we'd be walking forever, but we went on this beach and they were just like instantly there.
They were waiting for you.
Which was cool. Yeah, we weren't allowed to get too close because we don't want to disturb the animals or anything, but like it was so cool having them like so close to us.
Aww.
And they were like making little banana shapes and they were sneezing and shit. It was cute as fuck.
Why is it when animals sneeze, it's so adorable?
I don't know. But, oh God, they're so damn cute. The way they move on land is the cutest thing in the world.
They're just so flubby.
They also, we had tons of amazing food, but we also had the Glenfiddich whiskey distillery
Ooh.
Tour.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
I got quite fucked up and made my own whiskey.
Oh, Ravs is
Wait,
juice
you made
or
your
something.
Own whiskey? How does that work?
Yeah, Ravs juice. Well, it's my own blend of whiskey. Not a hashtag ad here, but they have like a whiskey called like their Solera whiskey, which is like a blend of a different type of single malts, I think.
Okay.
So you can't get these whiskeys anywhere else except their distillery. Like they don't even sell them, and they let us like use the free whiskeys they use to make their blend to make our own blend.
Oh, wow.
That's really fucking cool. What did you put in yours?
Yeah. So it was like new oak, bourbon cask and cherry cask. You know, we went around and saw the different like barrels and casks they were stored in.
Mm.
So we got to test them all. I think you were supposed to just like test
How pissed
a little bit
were you
of them.
By the end of this?
I was fucked up. I think you're only supposed to like, you know, test and sip them a little bit so you know what you're going to put in your own. But me, RT Game and Duncan drank every single sample.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we drank every sample. So by the time it came time to name it and make our things, we were feeling a little drunk.
Oh my god.
Was yours nice? Did you try everyone else's as well?
Whiskey is so fucking strong. Like, I like whiskey, but like I made an abomination. Like I sipped their like mix and their mix was like so good. And I sipped my own mix and I was like, holy hellfire. Jesus Christ.
I'm a boozy girl, but I just cannot get my head around whiskey. I just don't like the taste of it. I really wanted to. I went through a stage of watching Mad Men and like forcing myself to sip whiskey, like whiskey on the rocks, and every time it's just like, this is vile. Even with Coke, it's like, I just don't like it.
Oh my god, whiskey and Coke is so fucking good.
Whiskey Coke, whiskey lemonade, those are my two favorite mixers for whiskey.
Like, yeah,
I really struggle to just do the sipping thing.
I don't think there's many spirits I like just straight, to be honest. Just kind of not a great experience.
No, me neither.
But yeah, because I was a bit fucked, I called mine Rav's Juice. And I gave Duncan the name Clem. I was like, after I'd named mine Rav's Juice, I was like, Duncan, name yours Clem. So he just wrote Clem down.
Oh my god. Do you have them?
So again, the amazing folks at the Whale and Dolphin Conservation, who were our dedicated drivers.
That's very generous.
Wow.
Get fucked up. They are going to ship down our bottles to us because they were too big for our suitcases.
Aww.
So I'm praying they survive.
We're going to, okay, next time we do a 0 degrees in the Games Night Room, which is happening soon. The Games Night Room is just being fixed up. So we just, it's not a lack of us wanting to do it. Everyone is listening.
Yeah, the office has been getting like repainted and redecorated and stuff. So they took down our set and they're going to be putting it back up.
Mm. Next time we do one in person, we should do a Rav's taster, some Rav's juice tasting.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm into that. I'm into that.
I just want a sip. I don't want anyone that. I want to try it. I want to judge you.
We should have like a normal whiskey and then a Ravs's juice whiskey, and we should be blindfolded and work out which one is Ravs and which one is like.
I think you're gonna know which one mine is.
Well, because our heads are gonna be blown off.
Because the other thing about the distillery is they let us have the cask strength level. Stuff and anything they actually sell, they're not allowed, they don't sell it at that strength, so spring water is added to bring it down to 40%.
Right.
So my whiskey is 57.4%.
What the fuck?
Because all cask strength.
Gee. Oh, no wonder you guys are fucked up. So the stuff you were testing was all that strong.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Also, how many did you test?
There were four like hearty pours of whiskey in these little taster glasses, and then like tasting our own.
Nice.
I didn't expect to get fucked off it, but I was like feeling like pretty tipsy after I drank
54%. It's a lot. It's a
really
lot.
Really fucking strong.
Booze.
Yeah. The mixing room where we were like pouring whiskey into like beakers and stuff was like, it looked like a place millionaires would drink in a TV show.
Wow.
Like, they were just like a bunch of cabinets.
Did you film this?
Lights. Yeah, it's all filmed.
Yeah,
nice. A little vloggy coming out on Duncan's and my own YouTube channel.
Oh, nice.
At some point.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. So we've got that filmed. It was a beautiful place, honestly. Like I never knew much about how whiskey or spirits or anything was made.
Mm.
Factories were cool, but very fucking warm.
Yeah.
They were like, you're up in the rafters right now because if you were down there, carbon monoxide is like a byproduct of making whiskey from the yeast and stuff. So like if you were down there, it's heavier than air, so it just falls to the bottom and
it would kill you.
Like
you suffocate. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Wow, anything exciting for you, Lydia? Any exciting updates? Major in whiskey?
Compared to Seal and whiskey, I've got nothing. I've got nothing to give. What have I done? Absolutely fuck all. I'm not even going to IKEA after all today.
Wait, what?
I know.
What happened?
Well, the appointment's been moved to next week, so...
Your IKEA appointment?
You have an appointment at IKEA?
I have an appointment with Mr. IKEA, the president of Sweden.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm, basically, he's giving me, well, he's not giving me, I'm giving him money to make me a new kitchen. And you have to have an appointment for that.
It's a complicated way of saying you're buying a kitchen.
I'm buying a kitchen, basically.
I'm giving him money, and in return, I'm praying that he will stay true on an honest deal to provide me kitchen appliances.
Basically, if you want a kitchen from IKEA, apparently you have to have an appointment. You can't just walk in. You can just walk in, but you have to
buying
like,
a kitchen is kind of exciting, though.
It is. It's the most grown up thing I think I've ever done in my life. Like, it's such a grown up thing.
I'm interested. Is there like something in the kitchen like you're willing to not hold back on? You're like, this has to be perfect. I need this in my kitchen. Or like, what's like your biggest like kitchen requirement that has to be perfect?
So I have a really small kitchen. So to be fair, there's not really much to work with. I want it to be lovely. I want it to be like powder blue cupboards and gold, like copper handles, like farm fresh kitchen. You know, I want that.
Kind of worktops we talking.
I think maybe like
cheeky marble, quartz.
Maybe like
an entire slab of granite.
Just granite. Maybe wood. I really like wood tops. I'm not sure.
Rustic wood tops are very nice.
They're nice. I need to go into IKEA basically and see what they have. If I was a rich woman, la 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 la, I'd love one of those massive kitchens which have like the island table in the middle. You know,
I do love those.
Those are lush. I'd have one of those. Fuck yeah. What about you, Harry? You been up too much?
Wow, I just feel like I could have done kitchen chat forever. Sorry, my brain's
just thinking about kitchens now.
I was like, wow, this is the content we need.
Fuck the questions. Let's do a classic 40 minutes talking about kitchen and then one question.
I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. It's time for kitchen chat.
The older you get, the more interesting this stuff is.
It really is.
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
I got really excited about buying a Hoover when I moved here.
I do love getting a nice new Hoover.
Do you know what I bought with Pepper? We've finally got one of those carpet cleaners, like an actual carpet cleaner where it has like water in it and stuff. And so the nozzle can like, it's like made to suck up water out of the carpet. And so you can spray like carpet cleaner down and then spray water on it and then like suck it all back up.
Oh.
But the tube is like transparent, and the satisfaction I get where like when she eventually does like a pee inside because she makes a mistake, which that doesn't happen very often, but it happens.
She baby.
Spraying down some carpet cleaner, you know, and some anti-smell things, and then just like sucking it up with this fucking transparent Hoover tube is just the most satisfying thing. You just see all this like dirty water coming out of the carpet. You're just like, this is...
Where'd you get that sucker? Because I got a fucking carpet stain I need to sort out.
I mean, fuck it. You could just borrow it if you want. It's quite heavy, but you could just Uber it around to yours. It's just kind of sick. I kind of Pepper, piss on the carpet more. I want to do the fun hoovering game.
And you should do, have you ever, well, not that you would, but I wonder what it's like for something like red wine. God, this is the most grown up, like fucking boring conversation.
Dude, it would be so good.
Do you think it would suck it all up?
Yeah, legit. Oof.
Love that.
It's actually kind of insane. After doing it, like the areas where we've done it, you can just feel and see that the carpet is cleaner. It's like actually wild how good it is.
I've got some coffee stains. I've got some makeup stains. I think I need to get, and also
dude,
cats.
Honestly, do you want to borrow it?
No, it's cool. It's cool.
I would say you literally invest in one yourself. It's,
I think I'm going to get one.
It's a clunky bit of kit. It is quite big, but the joy, the simple joy, that it really hits the spot. It's very satisfying.
Mm. If I had like a house and like decking and shit, I would want a power washer.
That's what it's like. It's like power washing.
Yeah.
It's the exact same feeling.
I need to power wash my tiles outside.
God, I'd love to fucking power wash some shit right now.
Power washing is just so sick, dude.
But you can just borrow it, right? Rent it.
So
I mean,
old.
I think you can just rent them.
Rent them, yeah.
But why rent it? You'd want to buy your own, and then you'd like get attachments and upgrades and.
But you don't have to do power washing that much, surely.
There's a lifestyle, idiot.
There's a lifestyle, sorry.
We have to stop this. I'm fucking 30 in 9 days. We can't be talking about all this adult shit.
How exciting is this happening?
Are the blue jeans falling towards me as we speak?
The sandals and socks are clinging to your feet. Oh, it's happening, Ravs.
Time to be daddy, Ravs. Time to be daddy.
No, I want to be mummy.
Oh my God, so how do you feel for 30 in 9 days?
I don't know. I kind of don't feel anything.
Yeah.
I kind of like, I'm excited, but kind of just don't feel anything about it.
30's fine. Nah, 30's fine.
I'm not worried about it at all.
Yeah, when you start to, well, I don't know about everyone, but I started to feel a bit nervous, not nervous, but a bit more aware of it when you start hitting mid-30s, because I feel like 30s is like still just, you know, on the cusp of 20s, it's still you're in your early 30s. As soon as you're like edging towards mid and then you can see late in the coming...
I'll never be mid.
You'll never be mid. You'll never be mid.
I'll never be mid. I never miss.
Turning 34 freaked me out. That was the first like scary age for me. Like, oh, fuck, 34. Wait, am I 34? No, I am, 34? Aren't I?
Are you 34?
Fuck, I thought 33 for a minute there. No, I'm 34. I'm 35 next year.
I still think you're 31. Oh, I'm so confused.
I know. 35. You wouldn't think it. Bless you. Bless your cotton socks. But yeah, 30 is great. And also you get to have a party. Everyone loves it when you turn 30. You get special presents.
That's true.
And all that shit that comes with it.
I think 30 is a good age. I feel like people always say they're scared of turning 30. I feel like I've not been scared of turning 30 the entire time I've been 20.
Like, yeah.
God. Though I was having lunch with Lewis and Ben yesterday, though, after the recording.
Yeah, but they're like 50.
No, I know, they're like 50, right? Lewis is obviously having a crisis of another kind because he's about to turn 40, right?
Uh-huh.
So he was just sitting chatting like, I don't know if I want kids and stuff like that. He was like, he was getting into the proper existential shit. And I was like, that made me start thinking like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, if I want kids, I should probably have kids at some point soon, right? Because I don't want to be one of those fucking dads that's like, fucking can't chase their kid around the park or throw a ball or... shit like that, you know.
Well, you've got plenty of time. You've got years, fucking forever, Ravs,
and you're panicking.
I know.
You're panicking.
I'm not panicking.
You're panicking so much, Ravs.
I'm just thinking about
Ravs, stop panicking right now. I can feel it. I can hear it. I can hear you panicking, Ravs, about how old you're getting and how you're going to retire soon.
No.
Now you're cranky never. And your back's going and your legs going.
I'm going to be streaming on my Twitch channel when I'm
there's grey hairs, Ravs. It's okay, Ravs, you're old. I think everyone has agreed that you're now old.
You're very old.
No, I have 9 days left.
People have agreed you're old, Ravs, already.
Scottish years is like 10 to normal years.
Yes,
so you are. Fuck. Yeah, you are ancient at this point.
Jesus.
But you know what?
I'm still the youngest man alive.
Well, I've got 3 years until I turn 30, so I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy.
Oh my God. When you turn 30, I'll be almost 38. I'll be nearing my 40s.
It's so weird because I don't think about us all as the different age. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's so strange.
I just like put us all in the same group. Pretty much.
Same. Feels like we're all in the same year at school, you know,
it
that
does.
Kind of thing.
It literally feels like there's 7 years apart between me and Lydia is actually fucking mental.
Yeah, that's
because we're also like, well, you're really mature for your age and I'm immature, so we like meet up in the middle.
Yeah, we just meet up around Ravs.
Where do I fall on this?
I think actually we're all slightly immature for our age.
Actually, yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. You're mature in a work way, but you are immature as like a person.
I think we all know how to turn on. I think we all know how to turn on business mode.
True. And I certainly know how to turn on stupid mode.
We're all dumbasses, basically.
We're dumb fucks.
God, I you know, that's made me so intrigued. We haven't done a 0-degree census. We don't know how old the listeners are.
Oh yeah, that's true. We have no idea.
I always feel like podcast audience skews a bit older. I'm gonna say on average people are like 30. I reckon our audience is quite older. But then again, we also discussed... there's a lot of mums in there that probably raise the average age.
That's true.
I reckon mid-20s is the average age.
It is very important to share this podcast with your mum. So you must do it.
Mums love
it. And, you know, if you maybe don't have a mum in your life, share with someone who's your most motherly
figure.
Share
with an elder woman.
Find an old woman to share this podcast with.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. All right, should we do a question?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Or should we just keep chatting random shit for another 20 minutes?
Let's move away from existential dread.
Okay, all right, let's find a question.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question number one, would you be able to beat Hitler in a fist fight? And why not? Now, this kind of links to a podcast that we did a few weeks ago, as we talked about killing Hitler for a long time, I think, maybe, or
it's a recurring topic, it feels like. Yeah. And that's honestly something I'm fine with. I'm fine with talking about how we'd kill Hitler.
Yeah, it comes up a lot. But I like this question.
Killing Nazis is great.
Yeah, because this is specifically fist fight, would you be able to beat him? And you've got to think about the logistics. We've got to think about his height, his weight, our fighting ability, and all that. So first of all, let me find out his height.
Yeah, have you got the stats? Yeah. I need like a character sheet for him.
Height. All right. So he was meters. Give me feet, baby. Give me feet. In feet. He was 5'7".
He was 5'7"?
He was 5'7".
Now, anyone who's 5'7", you're a wonderful human being and a small king. But Hitler, you fucking manlet.
And he was 77, what is that, kg in stone?
What's that in stone?
He was 12 stone.
Dude, I am folding Hitler.
Yeah, I feel like Ravs is...
I am absolutely folding Hitler on this.
He must have been
he's going down like a fucking sack of shit.
He must have been quite muscular. If he's 77 kilograms, which is 12 stone, but he's 5'7", and he wasn't an overweight guy.
I don't know. I feel like Hitler really liked eating cakes, so maybe he was.
But he doesn't...
I think he was a big enjoyer of cakes.
I just, you know what, that just doesn't seem, he doesn't seem like he weighed 12 stone.
Let me pull up a picture of Hitler real quick.
Yeah.
Let me look at this fucking geezer.
Oh, now this is saying he was 11 stone. God, it's very hard to find out the actual weight of a dead.
God, it would be easy though. He constantly had his arm up, fucking swinging it around like an idiot. You just fucking bang him.
Just
look at him. He's just got his stupid arm up all the time. God, he does have a... I know obviously he's one of the most evil people ever in history, but aside of that, he does just have a really stupid looking face that is really punchable. There's something...
Well, you know, that fucking mustache.
I feel like the mustache is like a bullseye on like a target. Do you know what I mean? It's just such like a... It like just feel like it would draw your fist in towards the center of his face.
Just aim straight for it. All right.
Have you guys been in many fist fights?
Not many, only when I was like younger. Like for some reason, me and my friend would always get in a fight on each other's birthdays.
And we'd like
be around at each other's birthday parties. We'd fall out, even though we were best mates, punch each other once and burst each other's noses.
Oh
like, my God.
It happened like 3 times.
What the fuck? Are you going to get an extra big punch on your 30th? Is he just going to come and destroy you?
He's in Scotland, so unless he gets a fucking flight down to punch me, I think I'm good.
What's his name? I'm going to buy him a flight.
James
in Scotland.
Come on down, James.
That's such a boy thing. That's the most boy thing I've ever heard. On our birthdays, we used to punch each other.
No, but it wasn't on purpose. We'd fall out over some dumb shit.
Oh, so you were actually like angry at each other?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a dumb tradition.
It would be like one punch, and then we'd be like, "Oh fuck, we burst each other's noses." Okay, fucking, let's go sort that out, and then we'd shake hands while holding our noses.
That's so weird. And it would always be on your birthday.
Yeah, because it would always be like at a birthday party.
Right.
And I'm not even kidding. It happened like 2 or 3 times.
And you were drunk? So
No, we were children. I'm talking like 12 or something.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Maybe the other one was jealous that it was the other one's birthday and it would like...
Did you have birthdays that were near each other or not?
Well, yeah, we lived in like the same street pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, you mean in terms of date? A couple months apart.
Okay. It wasn't like, you know, you share a birthday and there's like jealousy.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you can beat up James Ravs, then I think you can beat up Hitler.
He'd fold me.
Who,
what,
Hitler?
Hitler?
No, I'm destroying Hitler, dude, with his little fucking dorky socks.
I think it's safe to say that Ravs would absolutely destroy Hitler. You do a Glaswegian headbutt.
Yeah, Glasgow kiss, he'd fucking go down like a sack of shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm looking him up and like, he don't look that that beefy. I know he was in the military, but it's just saying that he was.
No, but saying he was in the military is just being like every 40-year-old man in World War II was in World War I. Do you know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah,
it's just
true.
It's just what it was. I think he looks like a weedy little nerd, to be honest. Like, is there like young Hitler? Deep. Does young Hitler look scarier?
Let's have a look.
Young Hitler looks more like a fucking, and I know this is crazy to say, but he looks more like a fascist.
What about him gives more fascist in the youth?
He's just got a look in his eye that's like, yeah, I'm going to do a racism. Just I'm going to say it. Like, don't say it, Hitler.
Don't say it. Do you think you would beat him up, Harry?
I don't know. I did a bit of MMA when I was at secondary school. I did it for like 4 years and I ended up stopping because I just didn't like fighting my friends, unlike Raps. I didn't find it fun, like punching and trying to choke out your mates. But I was actually pretty good at ground fighting, which is like the bit of MMA where it's like wrestling on the floor, headlocks and choking people out and, you know, arm bars and shit like that. So I feel like in a fist fight, as long as we get to like, you know, just I feel like a lot of fights do end up on the floor. As long as it ends up on the floor, I'm probably just like choking them the fuck out. So I feel like that'd be quite satisfying as well. I'm not sure I'd like to just, you know, bop him on the nose, you know, loads of times until he fucking passes out and dies. It'd be quite fun to just choke Hitler out.
Just a little choke.
Yeah.
Just a little choke. Just hope he doesn't like it.
Yeah, fucking bastard. Where are you, Lids? Wait. Me and Ravs are quite confident. You know, maybe me less so than Ravs. Lydia, can you beat Hitler?
Okay, so I've never been in a physical fight before. So I don't know what my powers, my limits are. I have no idea. I have nothing to like base it on.
Oh, you're like unbound.
I'm unbound. I used to, you know, wrestle my brother when we were kids, but I think that's the last time I ever physically fought someone. So I have no idea. I would say I've obviously got the height advantage.
You've got stature all over him.
I've got stature. He's going to be a lot smaller than me. However, I am very weak and broken. So I'm going to have to be crafty with it. I don't know if I can just go in there. I've got to have to do something, you know, like a look over there. He turns his head. I kick him in the balls.
You siren song him.
I have a big feather and I go, ooh.
His ball, actually.
I said he had one. Okay. I
thought you said ball.
I did originally, and I corrected myself.
Ball is actually a disadvantage for the fight because I feel like it's just a smaller target area to hit.
That's true, actually.
And it's not going to hurt as much.
I'm going to have to really get my aim correct. I think it's going to be a bit more tricky, but if I unleash the feral beast within, if you give me, I want to say, 3 large glasses of white wine beforehand, I think I could take him in a fist fight. Yeah.
I mean, Lydia, what's all this NHS reconstruction worth if it's not?
Well, exactly.
If it doesn't culminate in you being able to beat up Hitler.
Well, exactly. What's the fucking point of any of this? I have wondered, and this is not me saying I want to get into a fight or that I want anyone to fight me. Please, no one fight me. But as I've never been in a physical fight, I am literally curious. Like, how would I be okay?
Getting punched in the face is not super fun.
No, like, I don't want that. I want to punch someone in the face and see if I can do it or not.
Like, people always forget that being punched in the face is very, it hurts. It's
incredibly
very dazing.
Yeah.
It's very shocking. Like, a lot of fights just end there.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks.
Well, you can die if you get you hit in the right place.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
It's not good. But I'm just curious. Like, would I be okay in a fight? No one fight me. This is not a call to action. I'm just curious.
She's curious. She wants a random person to attack her in the street.
At an unknown point.
This is consent, legal consent.
Harry,
shut
the fuck up.
Do not punch Lydia. This is a disclaimer. This is a comedy podcast.
She'll shatter into dust.
I will break.
You're not
having
Lydia anymore.
I will be gone.
I was going to suggest you should try and do some MMA, but I feel like it might be complicated.
Oh, no. That's a bad idea.
One leg bar away from just snap.
Whoopsie.
I actually kind of want to go to do some boxing. Like, I want to, like, I feel like my footwork is terrible and I want to punch some things.
Oh,
would
I
you
think
do
you'd
normal
be good
boxing
at
or kickboxing?
Not, I just do normal boxing. I've seen too many horrific videos of kickboxing that I don't want to, I don't want my leg to do a die.
Kickboxing's fun. It's good. I just feel like boxing's so weird because you just stood there and it's like, I have these weapons below, but I don't get to use them. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, at least with kickboxing, you get to like, you know, get to slap them with your feet a bit. Boxing's just like, we're just going to punch each other in the face until one of us passes out.
I have a bad left leggy. I don't want to throw a kick with that thing.
No, we're fucking really sending Britain's finest against Hitler, aren't we? Yeah. Come on.
Hey, look, I could tell Hitler, if you kick my left leg, I'll go down like a sack of shit. I'm still folding Hitler.
Yeah.
I'm doing wrestling moves on him just for fun.
Yeah.
I'm doing rock bottoms and shit.
Doing a freaking sharpshooter. Messing him up.
Balls of Jericho.
I think if he comes back.
If he comes back, he's taking a worry. Lydia has this concern. She checks out a window every night.
Just in case.
He's coming back. He might come back. He might do it.
That's just in case. We should all be preparing. We should be training every night.
We build the cage for the cage match. I mean, like Mousetrap, we imprison him in it. And then we're like Macho Man and Spider-Man.
Got you for 3 minutes. If not us then, who from the human race are we sending in? Who's our like chosen champion that's going to go to beat up Hitler?
Oh my God. Like
who would you choose? Who's like, who are we sending forth?
Who's really good at boxing? Who's the best at boxing?
Oh God, you're just sending like, sending McGregor and just like, he dies.
Yeah.
McGregor's a little fucking, like, I know McGregor would kick the absolute shit out of
me. He would kill him.
But I feel like we could send in someone a lot stronger than McGregor to...
Like a heavyweight.
Murder.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking...
I want to send in a titan. Like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. I was just thinking Mike Tyson to chew off the other testicle. Ugh.
Yeah. God. Send him in his prime. Like, oh my God, that'd be insane.
I mean, sending in Arnie would be pretty classic.
It would be pretty funny. I smoke my doggy wherever the fuck I want. He's punching Hitler. It's better than coming.
The Rock would be pretty good. You know, I think what would be like big views.
We want it entertaining as well.
Yeah. I feel like to go in boxer, it's going to be over.
Yeah,
so
he's
going to
take one punch, he'll be down.
Whereas you want someone who looks like, you know, a hero.
Yeah.
And the Rock and Arnie have that look. They've got that hero look. That triangle body.
That lovely triangle. Plus, we're selling this pay-per-view for very expensive, so we want it to last as long as possible to make some money, you know?
Yeah, all for charity, of course.
All for charity.
I would like to send in Ronnie Coleman.
Ronnie Coleman.
Who's that?
Yeah, look up Ronnie Coleman.
He's a heroic bodybuilder.
He is a fucking mega bodybuilder.
Send him in, Ronnie. Send him in, Rush.
My goodness. What on earth? My goodness, yeah. I didn't even know you could get muscles
there.
He has
to come in the king outfit. The king outfit. Yeah, the king outfit.
Yeah, the king. He has to be the king outfit.
I mean, this man is steroid to fuck, right?
Ronnie Coleman is the character I make in every video game.
Like,
that is
a
me.
A human body cannot do this, can it?
It's natural, idiot.
Is it steroids or is he natural?
Don't say the S word. It's natural.
Sorry, he's natural.
Don't doubt Ronnie.
I'm sorry, no, I don't mean to shit on him.
He admitted to using steroids.
Okay, because wow, some of these pictures, my goodness. Like his bum has individual little muscles going down it. Like his bum is a six pack. I didn't know that could do that.
But yeah, I would just love to fucking see what he would do to Hitler. He would destroy him.
Oh my God, I think, he'd just crush him in between his hands. Jesus Christ, this man is gigantic.
Who would be the worst person to send in versus Hitler?
Lewis Brindley.
Yes. Perfect.
Right,
we lose. We lose. Human race loses.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect place to move on to the next question. This question comes in from one of our lovely patrons. Thank you very much. Thank you, patrons. Hi team, I would love to know what your hand rant topics are. These can't be things that most people would rant about. They're the absolutely unhinged niche topics no one else has ever thought about long enough to understand why you'd be upset by them. Bonus points, if others try to talk you down, only makes you more outraged and animated in your ranting. Notable examples from my friends include fuck Klein bottles and what the fuck is up with horse colours? What are horse colours?
Horse colours.
Horse colours.
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like one of mine, which we have discussed on the podcast, is vertical food. I I have an extraordinary disdain for vertical food. Mm-hmm. And some people just do not understand it.
I couldn't say it annoys me that much. No, I'm not that bothered by vertical food.
But it's just so unoptimal. It's such an unoptimal way of presenting food. I hate it.
I could probably agree on you with that one though. Like, fuck vertical food. Like, it should be horizontal food.
Yeah. It just is more logical for eating. It may not look as nice, but but I'm only looking at the food for 1 second before I'm fucking eating it. Like,
yeah, right.
It's dumb. It's really dumb, and it makes me so mad.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of mine. Don't wait, have you guys got one?
I feel like this question was made for me because I am filled with little things that stupidly piss me the fuck off. One of them being radio. Radio really makes me angry.
Interesting.
I did media in college and I fucking hated radio class and I hate listening to the radio. I despise it. I used to sit and listen to it in the fucking car on the way to work. Hated it. Like, you know, like the talk show radios where the fucking host is going and shit? Makes me so mad. Like, and now we have Colleen is calling in from Stoke-on-Trent. Hi, DJ. I'm in the car with my seven children and my husband, Gareth, and we're heading to a ski resort. Could you please play Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars? Like, okay, like, that's coming right up for you.
In 40 minutes.
New song by the Black Eyed Peas. And it'll be playing in 40 minutes. Also, can I give a shout out to my cousin, Barry, who's living in Bristol?
He's probably not listening.
He's probably not fucking listening to this fucking show. Yeah, no problem. Hey, get your phone out, fucking put Just the Way You Are into Spotify and use that instead of phoning
but
up
it's
these
community,
radio
Ravs. It's about the community.
No, fuck them. Fuck, I don't give a shit about her husband Gareth, her cousin Barry, where the fuck the ski trip is. Don't tell me about your annoying children. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. I fucking hate radio. Insufferable.
Okay, but
insufferable.
Without radio, we wouldn't have those glorious moments like when the Queen died.
Have this.
The Queen died, and then
the
channel was just like, news from Buckingham Palace, the Queen has died.
I will say something about the radio though. There is something about it, and I don't know what this phenomenon is called, right? But you can go onto Spotify and play a song that you like whenever the fuck you want. But when you're driving on a car ride and you're listening to the radio and a song comes on that you like, it's way more powerful. It's made all like, oh shit, I fucking love this song. And you get so much more excited about it when it randomly comes on compared to choosing to play it.
It feels
and
like
I
the
don't
same
know
reason
why.
As like listening to a playlist of yours, but on shuffle. Do you know what I mean? You're like, oh, I know I like this, but I haven't had to think about how I like it to make it happen.
Yeah, it's just happened. Like, if I was on a drive somewhere and a Placebo song came on, I would be so excited and be like, fuck yes, turn it up. But I can listen to Placebo whenever.
If I play Lydia, you just have that reaction when you play Placebo yourself.
I know. This is great.
Wow, there's Placebo on Spotify? Wow, yes, let's go. Yes, wow, this is the best.
But you know what I mean? Or maybe it's even like, it's not even like it has to be your favorite band, but if it's a song you know, and you can sing along to. It's like, oh yeah, I like this. I can sing along to this kind of thing. Whereas if you just listen to Spotify, you can sing along to all the stuff because it's the songs you like. It's something about it which is more exciting. And I don't exactly know what the science behind that is.
Well, Spotify now has the AI DJ feature, which is basically radio without all the annoying.
I saw that.
Oh my God.
What is that? What is that? I don't listen to enough music.
It's really cool. No. You click the AI DJ button, and he's called like Xavier or something. And he just is like, all right, here we are. Got some songs here for you today. I'm going to play some classics and some new stuff from your playlist or whatever.
Queen Elizabeth has died.
He'll pick a song you like or whatever. And then like, they'll play like maybe two songs that are similar to that. And then it'll be like giving you new shit. And then if you're not liking it, you just tap the DJ button. It's like, all right, I see you're not in the mood for that type of music. We're moving on. And it'll give you something else. It's pretty good.
So it's kind of like the Discovery playlist, basically. But
yeah,
just with some
AI, with an AI voice.
So
like, every now and then.
Is it AI voice jarring or is it okay?
No, it's actually pretty good. It sounds like a person.
Okay, I need to try that. Have you guys looked up your Spotify made sex playlists?
Sorry, what?
No.
So if you're on Spotify and you search in the search bar intimate, it will bring up like these AI made, you know, playlists, and the intimate mix is meant to be your sex playlist.
Oh no.
Okay, wait, let's read our top five from that playlist.
Okay, I have Six Inch by Beyonce.
6 inch though. What the fuck?
That's what Beyonce wanted. I don't know. That's what she said. What else have I got? I kissed someone in brackets. It wasn't you. That doesn't seem like a nice one to play when
no,
when
that's
love.
Fucking what the fuck? The cut code song.
The night me and your mama met by Childish Gambino and Lonely Bones. Those are my sex songs.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay.
Go for it, Ravs.
The first one. The first song is Give Up by War Roar.
Give Up!
that is
so good.
Yeah. That, like, I just
give up,
I saw it. I was
that's
like,
the opener.
Me?
That is the opener. It's a nice opener
give
as well, isn't
up.
It?
You got a screenshot of that. That's fucking perfect.
Christ.
Give up is so funny.
Yeah, actually, hold on. Let me get a screenshot
that
of this.
That is so good. Give Up. I love that.
It's quite aggressive though, I don't know. Give Up.
There you go.
What did you do? What are yours, Harry?
So I've never listened to this song in my life. Crude Drawing of an Angel by Caroline Polachek.
Dude, mine's on there as well.
Is it?
Oh my god.
Desire, I Want to Turn Into You is the album it's on.
Yeah.
I have a song called Don't You Forget About Me,
don't
but it's not
you,
the one you're thinking of.
No.
It's from Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. Wow. It's a banger of a song. Ozzy sent it to me. It's fucking great.
Is it a sex song? Would you listen to it in the background while you're sexing?
Let me skim through. Oh yeah, I could get freaky to that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's Reflection by Sufjan Stevens.
Okay.
Don't think I've ever heard that Sufjan Stevens song. And then Black Magic by Beach House.
Nice. I've got a lot on here that I don't know. Only a few of these I know.
Well, every single one of my songs I've never listened to before in my life, and I don't recognize half the artists.
Oh, really?
First one is Sex Sounds.
By
Lil TJ. First one is called Sex Sounds.
Right.
The next one is
Sex Sense by Lil DJ.
Lil TJ. I'm gonna play a little bit of it. One sec.
Oh, no, I would hate idea. To
that
fuck
is
to this
fucking
song.
Awful. That was awful.
Is it bad?
It's bad. Me, You, and Hennessy featuring Lil Wayne. This is some hot garbage.
This is hot. This is sexy.
I Was Never There by The Weeknd.
Okay.
Don't listen to that one.
No.
Gonna Love Me by Teyana Taylor. I don't mind Teyana Taylor. I think she was all right. And Night Drive by Henry. I don't know any of those songs.
I don't know any of those.
I don't know
either.
Any of them. I want to listen to what the Night Drive one is.
I want one of them to be, you know, that thing that went viral from Reddit that. Wait, what is it? The guy that.
Seabat.
Was that it? With the song that he would have sex to? There was just like no beat. It's like, how is he fucking to this?
How has it also just chosen a load of music that we've never listened to before?
Well, I'm scrolling through it and there's some songs I've listened to that are pretty fucking hot, like that I know.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I've also got that I Kissed Someone It Wasn't You in here as well.
They must have just some generic ones that they give to everyone and then they mix it in with some songs which are like slower from your playlist.
Oh yeah, there's Lonely Bones as well.
Yeah, Lonely Bones. I've got like Childish Gambino, Lana Del Rey, Beyonce. I've got like people I know in here, but then a ton I don't.
I have one Drake song and that is the only notable artist that I could put
what
in
one?
There.
What one is it?
Finesse? I don't think I've ever
Finesse.
Listened to it in my life.
Mm.
Oh, I have a Chris Brown song called Under the Influence. That's nice.
That is not one you want
to
on.
That's nice. Thank you,
that.
Chris Brown.
No.
Fuck
no
you.
Way.
Unbased.
Get out of my fucking playlist.
Yep.
God, is there any other... I like this Spotify game. Just...
Yeah.
They've got weird ones. Sultry, Yearning. What the fuck is a yearning mix? I'm really yearning for
yearning
someone.
Mix?
I'm going to put my playlist on.
Yearning is that like you're horny?
I think it's you just want someone, you're yearning for them. Like, yeah, is that horny or is that sad?
When I type yearning in, I don't see yearning mix though.
Oh, I get it when I search intimate.
Oh, there is, yearning mix. Okay.
Yeah, we need to find, Harry, you're right, we need to find more like Spotify playlist games.
Moon Song by Phoebe Bridgers, which I've never listened to.
I know people like Phoebe Bridgers, I've heard it.
Yeah.
I heard her name a lot.
Glimpse of Us from Joji, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Some of this is so weird. Adult Standard Mix. The fuck is an adult standard? It's my adult standard mix.
Wait, is that like a boring playlist? I just want to listen to a boring music.
Just boring. There's intense romantic when romantic
intense
isn't
intense romantic.
You have to be intensely romantic.
What's your top one on intense romantic?
It looks like... Wait, I've lost it now. Where'd you go? Intense romantic. There we are. It looks like it's a lot of classical music.
Yeah, I'm getting that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
Symphony Fantastique.
Number 57. Yes, okay. Yes, very cool.
There is just a romantic mix, though. I have Exist for Love from Aurora on there. That's a great song.
Oh, romantic. Let me look at my romantic. What? Chill romantic dinner mix. How many fucking things are there?
Oh, I got Fly Me to the Moon, Frank Sinatra. That is...
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
That's a
ranger. EXO by John Mayer.
John Mayer.
He's the one that like has banged everyone. John Mayer.
Yeah, he's like the... I feel like my brain, I think he's a scumbag, but then maybe I don't think he's a scumbag.
I feel like there has been like stories of him being a bit of a scumbag, but I'm not sure. Maybe that's just... Maybe he just gives that vibe.
Maybe he's just a Chad.
Maybe. Viewers, listeners, we'd love you to write a comment in the YouTube video.
Yes.
What your number one intimate song was on your Spotify.
God, there's going to be some bad ones. I can just feel it.
Or the best one, the funniest
did we,
one.
Did we get a hand rant topic from Lydia? Lydia.
Oh, oh yeah. Sorry, I went off on about radio. Fucking radio.
Wow, yeah. Gosh, I have a few things that it's not more that I feel angry about them. It's more that I just don't get it. And I can, and okay, there's two things. And I am hesitant to talk about these things because I have friends and people that I know and mutuals that partake in these things. And I never want to sound like I'm shitting on them, but I just don't get it myself. So, the first one
Lydia,
is...
You can't say this about gay people. I'm just going to stop you.
Yeah.
We're going to get cancelled, Lydia. You can't say this. I understand that you're straight and you're very proud about it.
Yeah. Attending all those straight pride events.
Go on, Lydia. Just keep it to yourself. This was
a bit worrying
there,
wasn't it? The build-up to it.
The build-up was really worrying.
The build-up was worrying, but it's actually just about Halloween. I don't get... The obsession that people have with Halloween that starts in like August, September, where people start posting like, can't wait for Halloween, can't wait for Halloween. And then we'll buy Halloween homeware and fill their house with it all throughout like September and August and stuff. I just don't get it. Like Halloween is a fun night out and it's fun to get dressed up. I like Halloween. It is good fun. And I like the days around it where you do dumb shit, but I don't understand the like lead up to it where people are like, I can't wait. It's Halloween season.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
It's not Christmas. It's calm down.
Start decorating their house with loads of Halloween stuff. I don't get it.
Those people don't have a personality and they're making Halloween their personality.
Ouch. Wow. I didn't go that. Wowie.
I'm going to tell you what, I fucking hate Halloween. So I don't give a shit. Right, I need a Halloween glorp. Get the fucker away from me. I'm out.
I like Halloween. I just think, God, I am going to say this and I'm so sorry. I do not mean to offend anyone. I just...
Lydia, the gays have had enough.
I'm sorry. I have to speak my piece. I just think all the Halloween... stuff that people put in their house for months before Halloween is a bit tatty. I'm sorry.
Okay, wait. Would you say the same about Christmas though?
Well, I don't start decorating until like 2 weeks before Christmas.
No. But people who put, people do like from the 1st of December.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I think that's okay.
Right. What if it bleeds into November?
November.
No, that's too early. That's way too fucking early. I think December is fine for like having Halloween, for having Christmas stuff up. I think that's totally fine. And even if like around Halloween, having this stuff decorated for Halloween, that's totally fine. But having like your house full of spooky stuff at the end of August and beginning of September, I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. I don't understand the appeal. And I know people will be like, just let people enjoy things. I know. I just don't get it myself. I don't get the appeal. I can't get my head around what is so exciting about that one day of spookiness where you dress up. I just don't get it.
Also, I feel like I'd be seeing people posting like, can't wait for Halloween in like April.
But then yes, Halloween goes I see that as well.
Don't dress up.
I just don't, you know what I mean? Yeah, I get like dressing up is fun, but you can just have fancy dress parties and stuff. It doesn't have to be Halloween.
I know, but like, why do these people that post about it, like sometimes they just don't wear an outfit. They just don't do anything.
I don't know. But like it's a different...
I have the receipt of you saying, I can't wait for Halloween, bro. Like, what's going on?
Tell me.
What are you doing?
What?
You're excited, are you?
I don't get it. Like, I understand people that hate summer and they want it to be autumn, but that's a different thing. That is a different thing. This is a specific spooky Halloween obsession. I just don't get it myself. And there's another thing I don't get now I'm on it, and I think you guys will probably agree with this, is adult Disney people. I'm sorry. I like Disney. I love Disney, in fact. And I
just did Disneyland.
That is fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with people going to Disneyland and enjoying Disney. That is normal, fine, love it. It's people that go to Disneyland and then lose their shit when they meet one of the characters who are dressed up as like Mickey and cry and get a million pictures and post it being like, oh my God, I met Mickey. And it's like, that's a dude in a costume. Like, I don't get it. Like,
yeah, it's not right.
Absolutely. Love Disney. Love the movies. Love Disneyland. It's good fun. I'd love to go. But I do not understand people that lose their shit when they meet the characters. It's like,
yeah, me either.
They're just actors. They're just people in suits. I don't get
it. It's a guy in a fucking suit.
It's a guy in a suit.
You're not meeting the character.
You're not meeting the character. I just,
the character's not real.
It's not real. I don't get it. It's okay to be like, oh, this is cute.
Stop jerking off to drawings. Stop jerking off to drawings. They're not real. The drawings aren't real. The drawings are not going to fuck you.
Like, it's, I guess it's cute to get a picture with it and be happy and la, la, la. I'm not shitting on that. But I know people that have literally cried when they've like seen a character.
Wow.
And like gone on about it for months. And it's like, that was just some random person.
I don't know if there's any character or actor that I would cry when I met.
No, I don't think so either. Like, especially not literally someone wearing a suit. Like,
would you cry for
a
placebo, Lydia?
Would I cry if I met Brian? No, I don't think I'd cry. Ooh, I don't know, actually. No, I wouldn't cry. Lydia. I wouldn't. No. No, I wouldn't cry. I think I'd be incredibly nervous and not know what to say and not be able to speak. But I don't think I'd cry. But I'm not really like, I'm a sad crier. I'm not really like an emotion, like a happy crier or one of those criers, you know?
Like, I'm all for let people, you know, be happy, do what they want.
Yeah, let people enjoy
stuff.
Dope.
But also, like, I think part of this archetype that you're discussing is the spam it on social media and spam it.
The people that put up the castle and say the most magical place in the world, heart.
You fucking, that's so lame. That is like the lamest shit to me.
Right?
So dire.
The thing is, I know that because I've talked about this kind of stuff before on stream, and some people will say like, just, you know, let people enjoy stuff. And I of course, like, absolutely.
One of the joys in life, Lydia, is hating on other people. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. I think it's just, you're allowed to not get the hype for something and not understand and just kind of be a bit like, huh? And that is, I have about those two things. I just don't fucking get it at all.
A lot of it's fucking pretty lame, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The same way that, like, going to, like, I understand being, like, excited and going to, like, movie releases on, like, the night before. And, like, you know, I went to, like, all the Harry Potter book releases the night before when I was a kid because I fucking loved that shit and was so hyped. But, like, being, like, a fully grown adult, dressing up, like, screaming, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like that, it's that next level of fandom, which is just like, I'm just like, whoa, this goes beyond defining your personality. Like, you are living in that world.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, right.
Like, are you okay? Like, let's chill.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's fine to, are we annoyed because we just see it on, like you said, we see it on social media and it like grates on us. Like, if we didn't see it, it wouldn't fucking matter to us.
I think it is because they post it on socials. It's fucking annoying. I don't want to see a photo of you fucking hugging Stitch or Maleficent or some shit. I mean, I would hug Maleficent.
Oh my God, mommy.
Like, fucking destroy me. But, you know, people are like, oh my God, there's Buzz Lightyear. I can't believe I met Buzz Lightyear. Shut the fuck up.
It's actually probably,
shut the fuck up.
You're dumb. Like, if you say that, you're a dumb person. I'm sorry. it just, who cares? Like, yeah, cool.
Like, I get like, if you're there with your daughter or your son or whatever,
if you're there with
and
kids,
it's like,
it's
any, then you're like, oh my God, this Buzz Lightyear's a thing to meet your Buzz because your kids believe in it and stuff. But like, if you're just there and you're like fucking just, I don't know.
We don't need to see every angle of the Disney castle. Like,
yeah.
I think that's also something that like kind of irks me. Like a lot of people, when they go on trips, they take like the same tourist photo and then like, cool, take it for your memories. Take a picture. Cool, cool, cool. Don't post the same tourist photo that everyone like. Like, I've seen that Disney castle in fucking LA from every fucking angle, dude. I'm done.
I did do that, to be fair.
I would probably do that.
I said Disney.
I would probably do that.
We got a dog.
We got the Peppa.
Peppy.
But I'd just like to clarify. I love my friends. And if any of them do this, I love you. And I love you. And I'm sorry.
I don't.
I'm not sorry, my friends.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I'm saying in my chest.
Be better.
Yeah, I'm holding you to account.
Yep.
I'm trying to improve you as a person.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Get rid of these horrible traits.
Stop listening to the radio.
I'm trying to fix you and you're not fixable.
Fuck it. Oh my God. The radio, it makes me even more mad because now I'm thinking about Talk Sport, which is something I had to suffer through.
Oh my God.
Like, go to work.
Talk Sport.
Imagine caring about football so much that you listen to fucking two old men every morning.
Honestly.
Fucking Alan Brazil. Fair enough. Alan Brazil's a lovely man, but like, just, oh, the transfer market's open. Looks like Messi has been spotted at Inter Milan or something. Like,
dude, football fans are honestly the biggest fucking nerds. Fuck football
fans.
They're the nerdiest fucking drippers I've ever heard in my life. Like, they just, every day, it's all football all the time.
It's their entire life.
It's pretty fucking sad. Like, I don't think I've actually ever loved the game as much as football fans love football. And the details, the minutiae details that they will like look into and care about, like, there's not even wiki pages that fucking have that shit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
they look up the finances of the clubs and stuff. They talk about that shit on the radio. They listen to the radio. They phone into the radio.
The bit that I know probably fucking just like triggers the fuck out of you as well, Ravs, is the way football fans talk about football teams is it's like, it's their team and like they have, you know, ownership or like choice in the matter. And it's like, you have no interaction. You are just a person.
Observer.
Yeah.
Unless you're part of a club-owned team and you're on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not your decision that you got a player. It's not your, you didn't score the goal. Like, what are you doing? Like, you've lost your fucking brains. It's crazy.
Imagine like you're at work. You work all day, you come back, you watch football matches, you go to work the next day, you listen to Talk Sport.
You talk to friends about football.
Yeah, and then you listen to a podcast when you're on your own and it's about sport, and then you come back and you do it again. You're the nerdiest motherfucker I know.
Actually nerdiest
dweeb.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, fucking little dweeb, get your glasses on.
This is the most based we've ever been on this podcast, by the way. This is the most based thing we've ever said. This is,
and it applies to you too, America, with your NFL and shit, watching the Red Zone and all that.
This is Omega Bay. And if people are irked by us saying this, this is like, this probably is you. Like, this is a you problem. This is the most basic thing we've ever said in the podcast. I think that's a brilliant place to end it.
That's a mic drop moment.
Track how much time you fucking spend listening and watching these things. Yeah. I bet it's way too high.
Me and Raz are just saying it on the podcast. I was getting beaten up when we said it to the pop to the people.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to this podcast.
Two fucking video game nerds.
Yeah. Entire NFL team is going to spear us.
For fuck's sake.
All right, there we go.
What an ending.
What a rambling podcast. Yeah. Powerful. Yeah.
If you enjoyed listening, be sure to check out the Zero Degrees Patreon. We post a little exclusive Am I the Asshole Reddit reviews, which we'll be recording more next. People have been really enjoying them on the Patreon, which is lovely. So thank you all our wonderful patrons. Be sure to submit questions as well. We've been getting less, but very high quality questions recently, which is very nice. So good job, new submitters.
But there's not as many cursed ones as well. Not that I'm asking for that.
Why would you say this? Why are you saying this? Well, we're going to have to cut that. Don't, Sam. Yep. No. Okay. We'll catch you all next week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.